The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home in 1963. For over half a century, we've been invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on Integrity First.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
They give Pfeiffer free, top of the key, knocks down the three. Her first three of the afternoon, and it's back to a double-digit lead now for Mountain Home, 31-21. 7:32 left to play. Mountain Home with a 10-point bulge now. Ball inside, knocked away by Foreman, picked back up by Bryce. Bryce with a crossover, takes it into the paint. Shot blocked by Foreman. Then she stepped out of bounds with it. That's all right. She comes up with the block shot, rebound, and then stepped out with it. So Pine Bluff will keep it under their basket. To go. Bryce out top was quiet in the first half and scored 9 in the third quarter. 9 of her team's, all 9 of her team's points in the third quarter. Woods a 3, won't go. Rebound, Pfeiffer underneath for Mountain Home, her third board. Lady Bomber is going to take a timeout to talk things over. 6:48 to play in the ball game. Mountain Home leads at 31-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
6:48 left to play. Mountain Home leading Pine Bluff 31-21. Mountain Home going to spread the floor here. They've got a 10-point lead. They're going to spread the floor and make Pine Bluff come and chase after them. Pine Bluff's in this triangle in two. So you've got the two, Pfeiffer and Husky along the baseline, just stayed away. The other three defenders in a 1-2 zone. So this is going to get Pine Bluff out of this triangle and two now. They're going to have to match up in a man-to-man. They pretty well have now. Here's Foreman out top, puts it on the floor, drives by the defender and scores. She drives by Lane at about the 15-foot mark. Takes it to the hole and scores. She's got her double-double. Well, almost. She's up to 8 points now. 8 points on the night with 11 rebounds. for Anna Grace Foreman. Lady Bombers lead it by 12 with 5:44 to play. Baseline is Lane. Turnaround jumper, no. Foreman the rebound underneath her 12th board of the afternoon. And the Lady Bombers will spread the floor again. And if Pine Bluff goes to a true man-to-man, this will be huge for Mountain Home. Penetration by Riley Walker. The shot by Foreman won't go. And it's Gray with the rebound for the Zebras, or the Phillies, rather. Left baseline to travel. They got it to Bryce, and she took that quick step before dribbling. 11th turnover by Pine Bluff on the afternoon. Willis, Roe Willis, back into the ballgame now for Pine Bluff. Mountain Home gets it into Walker in the backcourt. She is going to be fouled, a reach in on Bryce, her second. Only the second foul this half against the Phillies. Pine Bluff with some pressure in the backcourt now. Still 5:05 to play. Lady Bombers, though, have pushed the lead to 12. Husky works it ahead for Mountain Home now. Walker has it between the circles. Pine Bluff's gone to a full man-to-man. And a foul out top against Woods. That's her third. Third foul this half against Pine Bluff. Walker with it out top. Left side, top of the key. Penetrates to the free throw line. And a reach in on Woods once again. That's her fourth foul. Fourth foul this half against Pine Bluff. Woods will come out, and for the first time this afternoon, Jaya Davis, a 5'9 freshman, will come in. Matt Holmes going to take a timeout before the ball is inbounded. 4:45 to play. Lady Bombers up 33-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
4:45 left to play. Mountain Home leads at 33-21. Each team has three timeouts left to use. Mountain Home will inbound left baseline under their basket coming out of the timeout. Comes into Pfeiffer in the paint. She'll score. Again, a set play coming out of the timeout. 7 for Pfeiffer all in the second half. Now all of a sudden that lead is 35-21. Lady Bombers with a 7-0 run to open this fourth quarter. Left side, drive along the baseline to Shazer. Cut off, brings it back to Gray. The three, no good. Rebound is controlled on the far side by Willis. Out top, Bryce has it with 4:05 to play. Left side, top of the key, Bryce. Flashing into the paint, trying to get the ball is Willis. They didn't see her, they didn't get it to her quick enough. Bryce holds it between the circles. Now Willis on the right elbow. Out top, it comes to Davis. The Bombers have switched to a 1-3-1. They have switched up to a zone here, and it's going to slow down this Pine Bluff offense. 3.5 minutes to play. Into the paint, Gray, 15-footer good. 5 points for Gray on the afternoon. Lady Bombers by 12. Walker up ahead now for Mountain Home on the offensive end. Into the corner goes to Husky. Works off the high pick, penetrates to the paint. Nothing there, didn't force it, don't have to with the big lead. 3:03 to play. Tried a backdoor pass to Pfeiffer, and it's picked off. At the other end, driving, scoring, and a chance for a three-point play for Bryce. The foul is going to be on Foreman. That's going to be her third. Team's fifth. Well, they give it to Tabor instead. It was Foreman that was there. They just gave the wrong number. Officially on Tabor. Husky out, Martin in for Mountain Home. And Bryce at the free throw line. 11 points for Bryce, all in the second half. Free throw is good. 35-26, Pine Bluff back within single digits. We've got a foul on the inbounds play. Woods has just fouled out of the contest. A holding foul. And that's her fifth. She's done with 7 points all in the first half. Lane will check back in. Just under 3 minutes to play. Mountain Home leads it by 9. Walker left side top of the key. Racks it up near midcourt with the dribble. Here's Martin around the top of the key. Mountain Home's in a delay game here. It's not the floor spread. They'll take the layup if it's given to them. The pass was to Walker there. She didn't feel like she had a clear path to the bucket, so she backs it up. They'll take a layup if it's given to them. Otherwise, they're just going to work the clock here. Martin out top. Here's Tabor. 2:10 left to play. Pfeiffer has it right side top of the key. Reaching in is Bryce. She'll get the pass to Walker on the left side now. 1:58 to play. Lady Bombers doing a great job working the clock here. Left side, Pfeiffer has it. Good job of taking care of the basketball here for Mountain Home, and there's a foul now against Pine Bluff. Foul's on to Shazer. That's her first. Team's sixth. So Mountain Home will inbound just inside the midcourt stripe. Martin comes out. Foreman's in the ballgame now. Pine Bluff trying to foul. Her coach, Alexandra Hart, was out in the middle of the floor yelling for them to foul last time. They couldn't understand her. The official told her to get off the floor. She stayed out there yelling, finally got a foul. At the free throw line is Riley Walker. Walker this afternoon, 2 points. First free throw, good. So she earns the bonus. .136 to go. Second free throw by Walker is good. She has 4 points on the afternoon. She also has 9 rebounds. 37-26. Lady Bombers lead back to double digits now with 1:34 to play. Lady Bombers have gone to this zone here. Here's Lane along the baseline. Into the paint, Bryce drives, scores, and a foul. And a chance for a three-point play. The foul is on Mally Tabor. That's going to be her fourth. Team sixth. Tabor comes out. Martin checks in. Bryce at the free throw line. She has 14 points all in the second half. The free throw is good. We've got an 8-point ball game now. 37-29 with 1:20 to play. At home having trouble, and a timeout's going to be taken. They couldn't get the ball inbounded. 1:20 to play. Mountain Home leads at 37-29. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
.120 left to play. Lady Bombers up 37-29 here over on Classic Hits 101.7. It's the Mountain Home boys knotted up at 4 with Little Rock Hall. Matt Sharp has that game for us this afternoon. So as soon as we're done here, make sure you tune over to Classic Hits 101.7 to hear the boys game. Pfeiffer in the backcourt. Now it's Martin against pressure, and Martin's going to be fouled. DeShazer with the foul, her second, the team's eighth. Emma Martin will go to the free throw line, 2 points on the afternoon. She'll shoot a 1-1. 1:13 to play. First one is good. Makes it 38-29. This is a big one. Makes it a 4-possession game, and she hits it. Pushes the lead back to 10 with 1:13 to play. Now Pine Bluff has 3 timeouts left. And picking the ball up in the backcourt, almost walking with it, was DeShazer. Bryce penetrates, kicks it back, Gray left side. 1 minute to play. Bryce, top of the key, into the paint, drives in, too strong off the glass. She commits a foul going for the rebound. Whoa, Coach Hart is really talking smack now to Coach Leonard. She just be teed up. She deserved that. She needs another one. Give her another one. She blew a kiss to the official that teed her up. How she didn't get a second one right there, I don't know. She shouldn't be on the court right now. She should have had 2. She should not be out here the way she's acted. She dropped a BS. She blew the official a kiss when he teed her up. That should have been another tee right there. I'm not sure that he saw it. If he did, this is a veteran official. He would have. Free throw by Walker is good. Well, this is not going to be a friendly handshake when this one's over. Second free throw is good. She's still talking over here. Now Pfeiffer is going to go to the line. This is the 2 technical free throws. 55 seconds left. Pfeiffer's first free throw is good. She'll have another one here with 55 seconds left. The Lady Bombers are going to get out of here with this win. And second one is good. And Coach Hart is not shown her heart here this afternoon. She's shown her backside here in this fourth quarter. Timeout, Mountain Home. 43-29, Mountain Home with the lead. You're listening to Lady Bombers basketball on KTLO.
Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home, in 1963. For over half a century, we've invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our 5 Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on Integrity First.
Mount Home inbounds the ball. They look for a backdoor cut coming out of the inbounds pass, and it's tipped out of bounds by Pine Bluff. So Mountain Home will keep the possession with 53 seconds left, up by 14 after the foul and then the technical foul, and they hit all four of those free throws. Pfeiffer out top. She's fouled by Bryce. And Coach Hart thought that wasn't a foul. Wow. Pfeiffer's going to shoot free throws. Bryce is trying to guard her, though. She didn't realize they were lining up to shoot free throws. Coach Leonard doing a good move here. He's going to get his starters out of the ball game. You don't want to take a chance of an injury here. Things have got kind of heated, and things can happen. So you want to get the starters out and make sure nobody gets hurt. Pfeiffer hit her first free throw. She'll have another one here. And it's good. She's going to come out of the ball game. Effie Hardy's into the ball game, along with Leah Jackson, Collins, Martin, and Penn back in for Mountain Home now. 46 seconds left. Lady Bombers will pick up their 14th victory of the season this afternoon. And they'll punch their ticket to the state tournament, more importantly. Here's a drive and a bucket. Chance for a three-point play for Bryce. Fouls on Hardy, her first. Seventh team foul against Mountain Home. Bryce at the line, chance for a three-point play. And the free throw's good. 41 seconds left. Hardy to get it in. Ball tipped. It's out of bounds. We'll say off Mountain Home. A turnover.
Emma, why are we not in three?
10 turnovers for Mountain Home tonight. 39 seconds left. Lady Bombers up by 13. Free throw line jumper by Bryce won't go. And it's Martin with the rebound underneath for the Lady Bombers. She'll work it up the left side. Mountain Home with the floor spread here. Collins holds it out top. 23 seconds left to play. The Lady Bombers working to run out the clock. Instead, Martin drives right side and scores. The path was open to the bucket, so she takes it. She has six. The Shays are up ahead now for the Phillies. 5 seconds left into the paint. Shot, no, and that's it. And Coach Hart's up complaining again. They're not even going to shake hands. Coach Hart is taking her team to the locker room and not even shaking hands. This is pitiful. Absolutely pitiful. That's the kind of class or lack of class that she has and that she is teaching her team. That's horrible, folks. Absolutely classless. They'll come back to get her one of these days. We'll see what happens in their next matchup. They're going to have either Marion or Little Rock Hall in the next round. That's awful. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap this one up in just a moment. Lady Bombers get the victory. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing.